B-Pod Studios.
Kutcher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They love their team.
I watched the Bruins get in something, we won!
They're loyal.
Send them all of us. Keep going!
And they're loaded.
Black hand and a cake to it.
It's the Kutcher and Rich Drunken Bruins Recap.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. And Nick was out at the Garden.
It sucks that they lost because just being in there, like, I wasn't in there for the Pastrnak goal yet, but I was in there for the Marchand goal and the ones afterwards. And I mean, it sounded like the roof was going to come off the place. And just the environment out there, too. People, I mean, it just sucks that they lost that. But, I did get to see Xanadu almost run me over and then bust his ass when jumping off a curb and going into traffic.
But you know he made it to where he had to be.
He did.
To
he
wave
was there.
The flag.
I could hear him as I was walking up. Obviously, he beat me there because he's on rollerblades. But he was right there in the middle of the intersection, right there at Causeway in front of the big new Guy Fieri Plaza that they call it. And he had the huge flag. I could hear him two blocks away screaming, "Let's go, Bruins." Women were throwing underwear at him.
Yeah. He comes from the South Shore. He rollerblades up from the South Shore, he said. Now, is he on the freeway?
I was about to say. I guess maybe he goes by, you know, the beach, Carson Beach, and then kind of goes through maybe like the seaport.
Because he works out west. So, I mean, that's a hell of
He gets out of school at 2. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Xanadu's hanging around on game days.
Like, is he parking over at the beat next door and then just kind of rollerblading on through, like, you know, over by Rondo's? And
does he go out to
every down Broadway?
Does he go every regular season game, too?
He goes most. I mean, he obviously has season tickets.
He has one season ticket.
I swear to God. I just going to that game last night and seeing how much tickets were. How do you afford to go to all these games?
I think Xanadu might like the Bruins more than anything else in the world.
There's nothing else he'd rather spend money on, yeah, I have a feeling.
I have a feeling his retirement plan isn't taking precedence over his season tickets to the Boston Bruins. But Nick was out there, and Nick talked to the fans, and here's what they had to say.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, of course.
All right, talk to me about tonight's loss.
That was the biggest abomination of refereeing I've ever seen in 26 years of watching sports. The amount of calls they missed on the Bruins side that then they went and gave to the Islanders on the same penalties. They missed a hooking and then would give a hooking to the Islanders. They would miss a delay of game and then give a delay of game to the Islanders. I paid for those tickets and they gave me that BS. And now I'm going to have to buy tickets again to game 7 when we win and go to the next round.
You seem upset.
I'm very upset.
Okay, so you're not happy with the refs?
I'm not happy with the refs at all. It gives Gary Bettman straight down. He lost 7 games. He's going to get 7 games. That was fixed.
Okay. How much did you pay for tickets tonight?
If you're trying to fix it to go 7, that was not the game to fix. That was the game to let the Bruins. I'd fix it the other way.
That's true. You'd let the Islanders win game 6. Make sure they won game 6.
Bettman
in the building last night.
Yeah, so hang on. Dan, what were you saying? You said that
Michael Hurley tweet about him in the elevator. And
oh, yeah.
All of a sudden they said, hold on, hold the elevator. There's some VIPs coming in. And then Bettman walked in, and Hurley was like, ugh.
Oh, imagine being in his presence. That's probably like being with Shirelli when someone with...
Don't look him in the eye.
Someone with Shirelli insists on introducing him to your family, and you're like, oh boy, this is uncomfortable.
The urge to crop dust in that elevator would have been enormous.
Well, if you have that talent, I mean, you certainly wouldn't. You would be on that elevator. You'd be the richest man in the world if you could just summon him up anytime you wanted him.
Okay, how much did you pay for tickets tonight?
$500.
Yeah. That is so much money.
I know. A pop.
That's a lot.
We had decent seats, but I mean, again, the refs just might have taken my money and eaten it in my face.
Your thoughts on Swayman tonight?
I'm a Rask guy. Listen, Swayman played well. I think Tuukka gets a lot of unnecessary hate. I'm a big Rask guy. I don't think I should have pulled him, but I mean, Swayman's a great goalie. He played well.
If you could say anything to the Boston Bruins, what would it be?
Love you guys. Keep going. Let's win the cup.
If you could say anything to the refs, what would it be?
I hope I never see you guys in person.
Oh, my.
That's not very nice.
Did
you notice, by the way, in the post-game press conference that David Pastrnak might have pulled a Julian Edelman and created his own logo?
No.
Oh, I think there is a David Pastrnak logo hat that he's wearing. Is that a D and a P?
Is that in Czech? That is, but he's just
a... Let me see.
No, but that's just, he's a big fan of Two Guys, One Chick.
It's like, what is that?
It is the...
It's a DP.
Okay. Gonna go both ways.
Fabulous. They go both ways. You know, his foster dog. Told
gonna go both ways.
Wouldn't that be funny if he worked for, like, Brazzers?
Oh, my God.
That's the future. That's his retirement. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he's preparing
it's
for.
Like, I have my own film company in Czechoslovakia.
That is so great.
It's the Brazzers wing.
Out yes, of- it's Big Naturals in Czech. Schoolgirls play Monopoly. But then
Monopoly.
You know, but in seriousness, all seriousness,
that looks like he just invented his own logo.
Oh, which is you can really tell too. Look I at mean,
it looks until Rich told me I could never in a million years have seen the D and the P in that.
Not a chance.
I mean,
it's a mystery.
You walk into the the store there, and they got the Martian Mill stuff there. You know, Kevin Miller and Brad Marchand with their own hunting gear.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. So they have a new clothing line called Martian Mill Co, and it's clothes for hunting in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
an interesting. Okay, I was unaware of that.
Get ready for those those DP accessories.
Had a couple.
Yeah, I might rethink the whole DP thing. I really would.
Maybe like just stick with the number. It'd be easier.
Like,
I think.
You might love the name Shathade. But, like, again, like, let's rethink. Sometimes things have meanings that we don't really need. All right. We listen to this guy. David Bostock with his own logo. DP. What's so funny?
Gonna go both ways.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
All right, talk to me about tonight's loss.
F*** Zolak.
That's it?
I will say that I watched someone get kicked out, which was a first for me. I've been playing hockey my whole life.
Did he just start off with the F. Zolak?
Yeah, I don't know why. Is that a thing now? Is that the second one that we've had that?
Yeah. I think that is, yeah. I think that's the, I don't have the clip of the other guy, but I believe a few, oh, here it is. It was,
What are your thoughts on Zolak?
Oh, yes.
Zolak!
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
It's kind of almost like the, you know, hey guys, hey now.
It has nothing to do with us. This is something that's maybe this is a midday thing. Maybe it's, yeah, like Rich, I think, had made this before. It's Promise Suck or something like that.
By the way, I have, I'm being told that he's been wearing that hat all year. I've never noticed it. And maybe I'm just now noticing that it's a D and a P. And I guess it also makes an 8 and an 8.
Well, your eyes have adjusted. It's like one of those paintings that, or drawings that you have to
squint at. Yeah.
So it's a sailboat.
Okay.
Well, look for those to fly off the shelf.
Scott Zolak just tweeted, Jesus. With a
it's turning into a thing.
The term of endearment.
Yeah. Well, he's driving.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
All right, talk to me about tonight's loss.
F*** Zolak.
That's it?
I will say that I watched someone get kicked out, which was a first for me. I've been playing hockey my whole life, so like it's that whole thing. Like you don't want to blame the refs, but it was brutal. But what are you going to do? We're not going to complain about it. What we should have done is kill the penalties and... Oh, man. Yeah, I like that butt, too.
That's a nice...
What are you guys...
What? All of a sudden, he just...
Xanadu just skate by?
Wow. Did he lower his shades and go, ooh, la, la?
Did he shake it to the left and shake it to the right? Well, Nick, I hope your fiancé's not listening.
Pasta, what did you think about that butt?
Oh, my God!
Okay, thank you.
That's right. I think I can get you a number, David.
Oh, my God!
Well, no, you would say...
Gonna go both ways?
No, no.
You... Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, I like that butt, too.
That's a nice...
Yeah. You don't want to look at that, yeah.
I wish I was like that. I wish that, like, when I saw women on the street, I was just like, ooh la la. I must have low T or something. Like, it's everything's just the shade of... Everything's just blobs moving around. I don't even notice anything anymore.
So it's like the guy... So, and someone would just walk by, I was like...
Yeah, I wish...
Ooh la la!
Yeah, I wish that, like, I like, saw girls, and I was like, oh my, my! Like, still, I don't feel that way. I'm too old.
Oh my God!
Hey David, I sent you some Van Halen stuff with some naughty ladies in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
But anyway, for the record, the girl walking the puppy had a nice butt.
Okay. So, yeah, yes. So anyways, are you going to be back for Game 7, if there is one?
I don't know if I can afford it. Paid a few $100 to go here, sit in the bleachers. The place is rocking tonight.
You said you witnessed somebody getting thrown out. Have you ever been thrown out of a sporting event?
Well, how much time do you have? I want to say 2017, 2019 maybe. I was throwing french fries at a Crosby jersey wearer. And we were up in the balcony, and they were about two rows down from us, and I started throwing french fries at them. And the Crosby fan, what do you expect?
What do you expect if you're a Crosby fan?
Yeah, he's probably a guy with his family, and just start throwing fries at him. Really instigating the guy.
And that guy said,
"Oh my God,
get this person out of here."
Sometimes they throw people out for walking unsteadily through the loge.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I've never seen that. Really.
You mean as if they might be inebriated or just walking fast enough?
No, just like disabled people. No. They
so that might make the news.
Like inebriated people. Like I think they'll kick people out just for appearing overly inebriated, which would suck. Mm-hmm. That would suck if you didn't even do anything and you were just like drunk, kind of drunk.
Or just trying to be careful. You're just all right, I'm going to make it gingerly back to the cab to get myself
home. And I think once they decide to kick you out, I don't think there's a lot of negotiation that can go on. I think that they're pretty much married to that thought.
You are out there. You can probably never convince them to let you go back in at that point.
And then you got to walk down all those stairs. All right, Judd Surratt will join us. He called the game last night. I believe they're driving back from Uniondale, New York.
Driving to Uniondale today.
Oh, driving to Uniondale today. I'm sorry.
What is that, like three and a half, four hours?
Something like that?
That's what they say, but it's never that way.
It depends on the minute by minute going down 95 if you go that way.
You got to go stop by East Lyme, Connecticut, check out the ball fields. That's all I can. That's my suggestion for you.
Sure.
All right. We'll be back with Judd Surratt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For Father's Day.
Talking about the game is no game.
You were listening, you were enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Judd Surratt is the play-by-play voice for the Bruins Radio Network. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Judd Surratt, hello, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you have to drive to Uniondale?
Well, that's the preference. It doesn't make sense taking the train. I think the train, anytime you're going to New York is probably preferred, but the problem is you have to go into Manhattan and then take the Long Island Railroad up to Uniondale, and then flying is obviously going through security, taking the flight, and then you still got to drive from whether it's Kennedy or LaGuardia to try to
Islip,
get to Uniondale.
Baby.
That's right.
Islip. Yeah, well, the flights aren't exactly inexpensive, but Beersy and I made it back. I think it was after Game 4. I mean, we flew up in 3 hours, so it was pretty easy. We were fortunate enough that we didn't catch traffic on either end, so that's what we're going to do today.
Wait a minute, Judd. I mean, why didn't you go out to Hanscom and fly with the team?
The Bruins announcers, once the playoffs hit, pandemic or no pandemic, are not on the charter.
Oh, I thought that was in the later rounds. That's like a rule once the playoffs start in general.
That predates me, so that's always been the case. So the broadcasters, so Beersy, Brick, Jack, Ghosh before me, were all on their own once the playoffs started.
Does Beers just pack a cooler and sit in the back and you have to drive?
Driving Miss Beersy? no, not quite. I drove on the way up. He's going to drive on this trip.
I think you're really being robbed. It's really too bad you and Jack Edwards can't share a car for 4 hours. I think that would be really thrilling for both of you.
We've done that trip before. A couple of years ago when the Bruins were playing in Toronto, the airport in Toronto was closed because there was like a massive ice storm. So Beersy, Brick, Jack, and I jumped in a car, and Beersy drove us from Boston to Toronto.
Oh, my God. I used to go to school in upstate New York. I know exactly how far that trip is.
It's 6 hours.
No, it's longer. It's
seven?
Like seven or eight. Yeah, Toronto is, what, about 45 minutes, an hour north of Buffalo? Something like that?
Yeah,
Judd?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, and then, obviously, you know, it's traffic getting over the border. Beersy made, you know, I don't know if he was making land speed records during that trip, but one funny story out of that, I didn't know if we were going to get over the border with all of us. So we handed our passports to the customs agent, and he looks at all the passports. He grabs Beersy, looks at him, grabs Bricks, looks at him, grabs mine, looks at me, and then he grabs the last one, takes a look at it, and looks in the back, and it's Jack's. And, you know, he took a long look, and he said, you know what? I'm a Senators fan. You're free to come across the border.
Ah, there
really?
You go.
He said, we have some dentists here, Jack Edwards. We can work on you. All right. Judd Surratt is the play-by-play voice for your Boston Bruins. Well, it couldn't have gone more to script yesterday if for what every Bruins fan was worried about. You had a goaltender standing on his head, and then you had the situation with Tuukka Rask. What is your feeling going into this next game? If you're Cassidy, what do you do in terms of the goaltending situation?
Well, you've got a lot of unknowns. I think the first thing is to figure out, is Rask healthy enough to go? I think we'll get a better picture of that when Bruce Cassidy talks later this afternoon, and then at the morning skate before game six. So Rask yesterday only took a few shots in the morning but did not stay on with the main group. To my knowledge, that's the first time that he's done that during this playoff series. So I think that's the first thing. And then moving forward, what's the availability of Brandon Carlo and or Kevin Miller? And then you have a change that you're probably going to have to make up front because Curtis Lazar got nicked up last night in a collision with Adam Pellick. I think the easiest thing to do would probably be to slide Sean Corrali back to the middle and play Jake DeBrusque on his natural left side. But I think that there's a lot to be determined here in the next 48 hours before the Bruins step on the ice at the Nassau Coliseum.
Ultimately, though, watching the game last night, Judd, and of course you were in the building, I mean, they had everything going for them. The crowd was nuts. They got the first goal. But as they always do, the Islanders just play. They don't swerve. They don't back off. They just play their game. And the real death knell of this game for me was, after all of that dominance in the first period, it was only 1-1 after the first intermission, and the Bruins paid for it. They had a lot of chances last night.
I would agree with you, Johnny. You know, in many ways, it was a mirror image of what we saw in game one. It was the Islanders that got off to the good start. They scored on the power play, Anthony Beauvillier. But it was David Pastrnak, with less than a minute left in the first period, who scored to make it a 1-1 game. And I think that turned the tide in the Bruins' favor once they started the second period. The reverse was the case here last night. But I think the Islanders, in many ways, have taken on a lot of the personality of their head coach. He's a very patient guy. He's very poised. Whatever you may think about some of the comments that are being made about Patrice Bergeron and the officiating in this series, but I think the Islanders don't get rattled very easily. Now, Trotz did mention that the way the Bruins played last night made them defensively uncomfortable, but not to the point where they were able to surge back in front. You know, since you talk about what happened there late in the first period, listen, it was not a great call that was issued on Sean Corrali, but the Bruins have to find a way to kill that penalty off, and I think it would have made a big difference with a 1-0 lead heading into the second period.
Sure. I mean, that's no Capitals power play. I mean, this is not, I mean, they're not up against some wagon. I mean,
no team should go, regardless, no team should go 3-for-3 on the power play in the playoffs.
That's top down, that's everyone's fault. How much time does Swayman need? What's fair to him? If Cassidy makes the call to tell Swayman he's the starter, what's fair in your opinion? I think he has to do it today.
Probably. I think that that's probably safe. And I'm a big believer in Jeremy Swayman and a believer in his ability. I think the only question mark is experience. And as he's mentioned in the past,
everyone wants Tuukka to play.
Coach said, what's that?
Everyone, listen, man, every Bruins fan, no matter what they think of Tuukka Rask, wanted Rask to play and play well. Unfortunately, this is where we are. And I'm over the whole effing thing. But Judd, you can't just tomorrow spring it on the kid. Hey, guess what? You're starting tonight. I mean, Cassie's got to be out of his mind right now.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do think you want to give Jeremy Swayman an ample opportunity to be able to prepare himself both physically and mentally to go in if that's the choice that Cassidy makes. So heading into the action last night, only Carey Price had a better save percentage in the Stanley Cup playoffs than Rask. I think if you look at the totality of last night's game, especially in the first two periods, I think that there were some breakdowns both by the penalty killers, certainly 5-on-5, and that's been an issue, I think, in the series, that the opportunistic Islanders have taken advantage of those breakdowns by the Bruins. And certainly you'd like Rask, if he was healthy enough, to be able to come up with another key save.
Do you think Cassidy was wrong to pull him? Do you think that Cassidy was wrong to pull him?
No.
Okay.
No. So after the game, he said, I think the term he used was that Rask, there was some maintenance that needed to be made when it came to Rask. And they felt, even though they mulled it over, it sounds like it wasn't an easy decision, and he could have gone back, if my memory serves right from what Cassidy said last night, that he could have gone back and played in the third period. But ultimately, as a head coach, what you're thinking about is, listen, if the guy is not 100%, who's going to give us the best chance to win? Who's the guy who's going to give us the best chance to rally and come back? And he made that Jeremy Swayman. So Swayman, first shot he sees is a breakaway, I think, from Jordan Eberle. The second one goes in. After that, he only faced one more shot, and then the Bruins poured it on Semyon Varlamov, but they came up a goal short.
Judd, would you have Tuukka Rask back as your starting goaltender next year?
Well, we've sort of reached into a different chapter. I think all that is going to depend on a number of different things. I think first and foremost, does Rask want to come back and play? I think that's one of the things that Cam Neely and Don Sweeney have talked about. And they wanted to table all those conversations.
Wait, slow down. Judd, you're going to be around the team. You can't be throwing statements out there like that. You mean to tell me if Rask plays for them, some of it's going to come down to him wanting to play hockey? All right, continue.
No.
I want you to get out of your own way before you step in some hot water with the team. I'm kidding. I'm
joking. Sure. To John's question was, do I want to resign him? And that was the first thing that they wanted to address with him. Then it's going to come down to what are the dollars, what is the term, and what is the role?
Right.
You've got two guys in Dan Vladar and Jeremy Swayman, who are guys who could potentially be your tandem. But the question is, what do you want to do? If you want to have Jeremy Swayman play, 40-some-odd games, would it be best to have a guy like Tuukka Rask play the other half? Maybe not play in the range of 50 to 55, which is what they've aimed for in the past, and sort of let them split, or maybe have Rask play just slightly less than that as you start to groom Jeremy Swayman for the number one job. I think that, that's some of the stuff that the Bruins are going to have to consider. If they want to have Rask back, how many games does Swayman get? Do you get the bulk of the games playing in the National Hockey League? Do you have him play even more often in the American Hockey League with Providence, or do you go with a completely young tandem with Swayman and Vladar, or do you decide? I think the last option would be if you're not going to bring back Rask, do you have Swayman and another veteran goaltender to help him out to continue to groom him?
Yeah, they'd have to have another veteran. I don't think you can go with both kids when you're this good a team, especially with the money they should have available to them. If Rask isn't on it, they'll have a lot of money to do what they want to do and improve. So this is a team that could have another little run in them. All right, Judd.
Freddie, real quickly, this is sort of what Washington, had to go through with their cold ending situation.
Yeah.
With Ilya Samsonov, they could have elected to try and keep Braden Holtby to stay there and help groom Samsonov, but Holtby wanted some bigger money. He wanted a different opportunity. Rask is in a different situation, and Samsonov was the guy that they were grooming.
Right, exactly, yeah. And so, you've seen other teams do it, and you've seen teams have success doing it. So, I mean, that's the good news, is that the Bruins will be in a financial situation where they will not be hamstrung. That is for sure. If they decide to move on for a couple guys. Judd, thank you so much for the time. Safe travels. An excellent job with the broadcast. I had to pick my son up during the first period yesterday, and you do a great job. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Judd.
There you go, mm-hmm. Judd Surratt. I mean, there's that take. Everyone, Rich, you weren't in the room.
No, I was working on some stuff.
But I didn't check Twitter during the interview, but
okay.
I think we got ourselves a bit of a bombshell.
Uh-oh.
John asked Judd, did the Bruins sign Rask next year? And Judd said, well, first, does Rask want to play hockey next year? I mean, do with that what you will, CNN. But, I mean, it was said on the... Just make sure you brand Toucher and Rich Show and make sure, you know, it didn't come out of my mouth.
Sure. Sports Illustrated kids, get on it.
That's right. No, Judd does a great job. He really does. He does a fantastic job.
My kids listen to him basically every night he's on.
I listened to him a little last night, too. Yeah. Him and I heard him... And Beers doing the post game with Adam Jones on the way home.
Always a thrill for Judd, I imagine.
Beers loves being on with Adam Jones.
Yeah. Bob, actually, especially.
In fairness,
Bob likes being on with no one.
He likes us sometimes.
Up to a point.
I don't think Bob lives to get up in the morning to do the show. I think he'd prefer not to.
Yes, but no. He was fine with them last night. They seemed like they were. But I mean, there was a lot to talk about. But Adam Jones, that's the type of night where he just like starts covering himself in grease and saying, "Let's get the ball rolling."
All right. Yeah. So you, I don't like listen. I don't like hearing. I wish we didn't have to talk about the game all day today. I don't like talking about it or hearing about it. But you know, you talk about how your kid listens to the games. Like my son. Like, loves playing sports. He doesn't really care about watching them. And he plays the MLB 21. He likes that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, hey, there's an opportunity. I got you on Sunday the 20th or something, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. You're going to take batting practice at Fenway Park. He goes, oh, my God, thank you. I love you. This is so fantastic. I go, yeah. He goes, how many people are going to be there? Like, is the team going to be there? And I'm like, no, the team's not going to be there. You know, it's before the game. And he goes, well, how many people? I go, I don't know, like 100 people will take batting practice. And he goes, oh.
Not enough people? What? He wants to do it in front of a whole crowd? Is that what the whole thing was?
No, it wasn't a VIP event.
He was going to be the only one doing it. Oh, I see.
I mean, he thought he would go like after Devers, you know, like it would be Devers and then he would
Milo,
step
why
in.
Don't you hop on in here?
Yeah, Milo, go ahead and take. Yeah, it's just like at Boston College. Yeah, just go in and do whatever you want. Yeah, just go check flies. Then he's like, oh. Like he's like kind of like above it. Like, all right,
okay.
Like, and I'm like, where is all this access coming from? Like, you've never been anywhere. All right, we will be back in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
I just want you to go, ugh, yeah. Ugh, and like, oh yeah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Does this ever get old? Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog sliced? You like it, right?
Yeah. RKK with his own Air Force Ones. We're taking a break from the Bruins right now. Because something even more important happened yesterday. And that's RKK turned 8-0. RKK, what do you give a man who has everything? Well, the answer is a Bentley. Did you give the man a Bentley?
You do, a weird blue color Bentley.
And with weird context around it and just kind of... The owner of the 76ers just popping on by. I mean, this Kraft's life is very interesting to me, but apparently he's got a new pad.
Uh-huh.
I take it this is in the L.A. area?
So, no. I think this is in Florida, right?
No, it's the Hamptons.
Oh, the Hamptons.
It's a $43 million estate in the Hamptons.
Okay.
The man is, you know what he's got? He's got no shortage of a little
cashew,
dinero,
cheese.
I mean, this guy is rolling in hay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out there in the Hamptons. Can you imagine how annoying it would be to be in the Hamptons? Oh, just no matter how rich you are, it's just another level of yenta. talking about everybody. Like, you think it's a good idea to move out there? I want to be where the action is, baby. I want to be there in the summer. And then the whole time, everyone's yammering about crap. Doesn't matter if you belong to a bridge club or if you have a billion-dollar house in the Hamptons. It's all the same. So he's out there in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his only house, by the way. He's moved there. He's there all winter.
Okay. I've heard that.
Yeah. He loves Western Long Island. It's right. His favorite place to be. He loves to be out there in the winters. He winters there. He sold all his other properties.
And there are a lot of roads in and out of there, too.
Well, listen, who doesn't?
Then again, he has a private plane. He could probably fly in and out.
Well, you don't know if he has a private plane. I mean,
well, he's got the Aircraft One. I mean, I'd say he's got a big-ass private plane.
That's
not his.
He's got two of those.
He timeshares it. No, of course he has a private plane. He's probably has several. So the man owned parking lots all over New England. All right, so here we are. So we shoot to Robert Kraft's house.
Yep.
There is a makeshift film crew. This is not a phone, by the way. This is a film crew.
You think it is a film crew?
It's got to be. It's not a phone. Everything with a phone is all, you know, moving around and everything. This is a guy with a camera.
Okay.
And so scene is Robert Kraft, he's opened the door. He's in a Patriots shirt.
T-shirt, shorts.
Barefoot.
He's barefoot.
Walks out.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, he's just hanging in the Hamptons.
Yep.
And then, like, the owner of the 76ers comes walking him outside. I thought it was one of the three lanes of traffic, guys. Like, I just
This is Meek Mill's best friend.
Yeah. Okay.
Jay-Z's best friend. So it's the owner of the 76ers. And for some unknown reason, the owner of the 76ers... Because rich people just have to give rich people things they could afford themselves easily. So here is Robert Kraft receiving his 80th birthday gift.
Which is this big-ass Bentley, and it's blue, and it's got a ribbon on the front.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
We knew you weren't getting yourself. You know, you went all in for this house, so we thought it was going to be tough for you. We thought we were getting the car that you were looking at.
So he wouldn't have gotten it for himself.
No,
he could not have justified the expense.
He's tapped out on the amount he spent on the house.
Yeah, he's on a budget. He could not have bought a car. Lord knows,
right?
He could not have bought that car. So this is a billionaire giving another billionaire something worth a lot of money that goes to a billionaire.
Oh my God! Look at that.
Are you? That's exactly what. Oh man.
This came from Meek and Jay and Will and Alan and Des.
Oh, and Jonathan.
God,
and the guy with the camera says, remember your son.
And Jonathan. Now, that was not his voice, Jonathan's voice, which would, unless he changed it. And Jonathan.
Yeah, and Jonathan, remember, I'm the one filming. So it's me.
Danson, was that an overdub? Oh, how great would that be? Take that video back. Make sure you put it on Jonathan.
Take it back to my studio, baby, and throw it in.
It's like when they get the fake actors to do the voiceovers in movies that need to be edited. That's like, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
All right, so it's Meek Mill, Jay-Z,
this co-owner, Michael Rubin, of the 76ers.
And Jonathan.
And Jonathan.
And his son, Jonathan.
Right.
Was involved as well.
Right.
Not as involved as Meek Mill and Jay-Z.
That's why he's at the end of the list, you see.
Right. You have to tell him that Meek Mill was involved.
Yes.
Yeah, my people. Sure, I'll do a guest verse. Why not?
How is he not guested on one of those albums? You know that they would bring in Robert Kraft.
Because they want to sell records. That would not go over well. But here we are.
Meek and Jay and Will and Alan and Des.
Oh, and Jonathan.
God, that's how the fudge did you get it?
How the fudge did you get that? Super fudge. And a first edition of Judy Blume?
Wow. Right on the front seat.
How in the fudge? part about French. RKK doesn't W S W E A R, baby. How in the fudge did you get it? Oh, I don't know. We're billionaires.
Yeah, it's, we can get whatever we want. Same way you could have if you really wanted
to.
Yeah,
like we can get whatever we want whenever. Like it's no big deal. We had a helicopter take it here.
Oh, and my Jonathan. God. That's exactly. How the fudge did you get it?
Because
we couldn't get it.
We have resources. It came from Florida. It's been driving on a flatbed for a long time.
We all spent hours making it for us. Here's your.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, this was.
I wanted to get some. We knew you wouldn't get yourself.
So, and then he sold it for parts.
So it's like a Bentley sports car, right?
Yeah, whatever.
It's like a Bentley. How fast do you think he goes in that?
20.
Baby, I hug the right lane like there's no tomorrow. I can see over the wheel.
I got to go out to the store. I'll see you in an
making
hour.
It to the blue light special over at Friendly's.
Hey, baby, if you see a tuft of white hair just making it over the wheel. It's RKK, baby. Let's open this. Let's open this bad boy up. Find me a school zone.
Well, I'm going to go 1/8 pedal to the metal.
Hey, this thing. Did you get me the special chew gear model? I want it really heavy on the revs in the second gear.
God.
Are you kidding? We couldn't get it. How the fudge did you get it? Are you kidding? We couldn't get it. How the fudge did you get it?
Hey, kid, take me to water aerobics.
Is this Hardcastle McCormick? That's when he puts Jonathan in the passenger seat. They go on wacky adventures in their fast car that goes 20.
Kit, bingo.
Sir, there is a minimum speed limit.
Yeah, kid, take me to CVS. I just got texted. Blood pressure alert.
Robert, the Old Country Buffet stops the discount at 6.
Jonathan, sun is starting to set. Time for slumber. All right. Well, listen, we all should. I mean, he couldn't have gotten it for himself. There's no way. So that was very nice of everyone. We will be back in just a moment. We can clean up a couple of your calls.
Are you kidding? We couldn't get it. How the fudge did you get it? Are you kidding? We couldn't get it. How the fudge did you get it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Will Brinson going to join us at 9 as we take a small break from killing the Bruins, who could very well go off and win game 6 and 7, and then everything is back to normal. That is the hope, as
no question.
Always, but it's just frustrating how this thing goes. All right, Rich, what's going on?
So we will get back to the Bruins in a few, but I saw this story yesterday, and another thing that came out this morning that is interesting and concerning at the same time. First of all, Chris Mannix, who is pretty tight with his sources, said that apparently the Celtics are one of the teams that you need to look at as far as Damian Lillard and potentially getting him here. Ooh. Which, of course, out of all of the free agents that are sitting around out there, Damian Lillard is the one that I would want the most. I mean, Damian Lillard is an absolute killer.
Yeah, top 15 guy.
There's no question. There's no question. But a bunch of Vegas odds came out for players who are most likely going to be on different teams. And you take a look at Damian Lillard.
He's not a free agent.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
It would have to be a trade, but I can tell you, although I don't think either side would do this, is that Jaylen Brown for Damian Lillard works straight up against the cap.
I don't know why, if you're Portland, you do that.
No, and that's the thing.
No, you would never.
Portland would never do that.
The Celtics don't have. I don't know.
Manick seems to believe that
Smart and Brown for Lillard. I mean, they're not going to win anything with those two. I don't know.
But I just think Lillard is unhappy there.
No, he wants out. Yeah, he realizes he's not. That's why it was so great when Milwaukee was able to keep Giannis, is because it just, these guys, they get unhappy in the smaller markets.
Wonder if he's regretting it now after the beatdown they got last night.
I cannot believe. I thought that they were okay. I thought that they just shot poorly in game one.
They'll play better, but they aren't going to win that series.
Not now.
No. So Bradley Beal, he is the third most favored team, or he's the Celtics, the third most favored team to land him behind Golden State and the Knicks. CJ McCollum, the Celtics are not in that conversation, which makes sense. But the number one team, the number one player that the Celtics have the best chances of is to land Kristaps Porzingis.
I like his durability. He is built to last. He's going to have a long... I mean, you talk about an Iron Man. Yeah. I mean, his body is built to withstand walking.
Well, unless he gets swapped for Kemba, then I'm okay with that. Like, if that's the case, then all right, now we're talking.
Dallas just says, like, all right, we'll just...
We got a broken for a broken, you know? So,
I mean, Porzingis, I mean, he can't. He's not going to be able to play basketball.
He's in the middle of a five-year, $158 million contract.
I mean, come on. Why did anyone sign him to that deal?
Dallas thought that they had him as a core piece.
What doctor is insane enough to go, all right, yeah, invest all this money in this guy who's never going to play.
Yeah.
His body's not, you're not supposed to look like that. His body's not going to be able to take it.
Tell that to Jokic.
No, Jokic is a guy who looks like he could play a long time because he's big and his body is in that frame. Porzingis is... What is he, 7 foot, 190?
No, he's 7'3", 240.
Yeah, and that's giving him a few pounds, I bet. So that guy's body, he's never going to play.
I know we got Brinson on, so maybe we'll wait. But there was a comment made this morning that should make you very, very worried if you are a Celtics fan about the future of the franchise.
What was the comment? Because we're not going to be back with this for 20 minutes.
Okay, so first of all, this is Kevin Durant talking about Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum, I mean, guarding him the whole playoffs, he's shifty with it. He got long arms too.
Yeah.
So it's like... And you don't want to give up the three, you know, because he can get hot and that's how their team is going. But, you know, he's just so good off the dribble.
Yeah.
He give you five or six dribbles, hesitations, and then he's so long get to the cup that he can finish over bigs. You know, he's a tough cover. And how old is he?
23.
It's going to be ridiculous. As he starts to get older and their team, you know, we're going to be battling with them year in, year out. So, you know, that elite level of player already at 23, and I'm like, all right, I can see where this going. You know what I'm saying? So it was an honor to play against him.
Okay, so Kevin Durant is saying it's an honor to play against Jason Tatum. Kobe Bryant was in love with him. LeBron James was in love with him. There's no way they're going to be able to keep this guy when his contract's done.
He could be the star of your U.S. Olympic basketball team this summer, Jason Tatum.
As soon as his contract is up, do you know how many of these guys are going to try to get together and make a super team? And I guarantee you, if there's a chance, it ain't going to be in Boston because it never is.
Who's still going to be around, though?
Who's still going to be around? I mean, you've got all the... I mean, anyone. The best players will try to get Jason Tatum to make a super team.
No, I agree with you. But of course he's going to leave. But I'm wondering who those players will be at that time.
Well, think about it. Trae Young, Devin Booker. I'm just trying to think of who. Oh, I mean, hell, what's his name with the Mavericks? So he's about to get a super.
Trae Young's never going to leave Atlanta.
Doncic.
Yeah, like Luka Doncic.
Doncic's never going to leave Dallas. Cuban won't let him leave.
Well, Cuban treats his players. Yeah. Fantastic. And also, that's a team that people want to play for.
And I don't think Booker would leave.
So, Phoenix?
No.
Sure. Sure, he would.
I don't know the relationship with the owners.
I don't think anybody.
Phoenix is a big enough market. and in a desirable enough place for these guys.
I don't know if it's as big of a market as where you can market yourself.
I don't know.
Like, Dallas is legit. Like, that's what, like, number four, number five?
It's like, yeah, five, six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and also, you know, you work there. You should see the stuff that Mark Cuban does that's basically off the books.
Mark Cuban's not going to let Doncic leave. And Doncic is a white player, which is a thing that he, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's the black players want to get together and form the super teams. I think it's a factor. I do. And I think that's why the Celtics are going to hire a black coach, too. But there you go. I think that he'll stay.
Although Kevin Love was on the super team that he put together in
Cleveland.
With Cleveland.
Was that LeBron James's hand to bring? I don't remember how Kevin Love
They traded Andrew Wiggins for him.
Yeah.
The overall number one pick.
Kevin Love demand? Oh, he demanded. But he was in Minnesota.
No, but LeBron had just come back. From
everyone
Cleveland.
Wants out of Minnesota.
And then they traded Wiggins, who had been taking the number one overall, to Cleveland before LeBron got there.
Minnesota is, if you're in Minnesota, no one ever wanted to stay there ever. Even if they put your best friend on the team like Carl Anthony Towns has, he's still going to want to leave there.
Well, that's why what happened with Milwaukee was so interesting.
Which is why it was so great.
But
you know why? Because the ownership, I don't know. It's up to the ownership. If Tatum stays, it's up to ownership. I mean, a child.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.